We are on. Tonight's paragraph is Piskachet, the chapter 8 of Orot HaMilchama. And as our heading is, Rav Kook relates here, in general, to modern technology, modern culture, and modern warfare. And as we said in the past, Rav Kook is writing Orot HaMilchama during World War I, but this is so much more true during World War II, and that much more true today in Tafshin Pei Dalid and in the war with Hamas during Simchat Torah. We're not going to get into current events, but anybody who saw that Putin and Russia are beginning to patrol the skies of Syria, siding with the Axis, with the bad guys against the good guys, and nobody knows where any of this is going, except for in the end. In the end, as part of the Geula process, anybody who messes with Am Yisrael is going to get walloped, and just as the Hamas is getting walloped, and if Iran and Syria and Hezbollah and Russia, if they want to get involved, so that's their problem. But we have to have emunah, and it's not just blind faith. The sources that we've learned in the past show that once that Hashem brings us back to the land of Israel, we're on the process, and ha'ashbir velo olid, the Navi says, in this context, Hashem says, will I, the greatest of midwives, bring Am Yisrael, the pregnant woman, to give birth and not give birth? And so we just got to hold on, and let's see what Rav Kook has to say. Again, about World War I. Nichtam avon shofchei hadamim. The stain of the sin of the mass murderers. You have to remember, World War I, there were 20 million people killed. And as any sensitive person in his generation, as we said in the past, Rav Kook was morally shaken by World War I. And it obviously was not called World War I. Everybody called it the Great War or the Big War because nobody thought that there would be a World War II. And for sure, nobody would think that maybe there'll be a World War III. And Rav Kook is trying to help the world learn a lesson. So he starts out by saying, the world was stained with the sin of this massive blood shedding. Malchei adama hazedim v'chol margizei eretz. All of those evil kings, and without getting into Kaiser Wilhelm and King Ferdinand and all those kings and monarchs who were angry at each other, there is no justification to kill 20 million people. Lo yechupar la'aretz ledam asher shufach ba ki im bedam shofcho. Rav Kook mentions the pasuk in Bamidbar 36 that says that regarding murder, there is no way to redeem the blood of a murderer. In other words, an eye for an eye, if somebody takes out an eye, we redeem it. The damager has to pay the money, the worth of the damage that he did. The same thing with all damage. But when it comes to murder, there is no way out but to get rid of the murderer. Ve'akapara mukhracha lavo. Rav Kook is saying, as he writes many places, evil undoes itself. And just like evil people usually don't have that many children, and evil countries start wars and they end up getting walloped because it's just a matter of time before the good guys get together and stop the evil people from doing what they want to, Rav Kook is telling us, don't worry, the evil people will learn their lesson. Bitul klali lechol mechonot ha-tarbut shel achshav. And the lesson is to get rid of the culture of machinery, the machinery of culture of the modern world. Im kol shikran v'tarmitan, with all of their deceit, with all of their lies. Im kol zuamotan ra'ah, with all of their tumah, What is tuma? Tuma is a lack of life or death. And these people who are bringing 20 million dead people to the world, whoever causes death, he is the climax of tuma. And the only way, the way of the Torah is tahara. It is life. And we have to get rid of this evil. The arsana tzifoni and all of their snake-like, serpent-like poison. Kula tarbut hamitalelet b'tzilzulei shkarim. All of this culture, he's talking about the culture of modern Europe, and with all of their ringing the bells, and their, it looks externally like modernism and sophistication and intellectual, but muchrachach likached mina olam. But we have to get rid of it. Now, it's very important to point out from the very beginning, Rav Kook is not against technology. As a matter of fact, in many places, it's so clear I don't even bring sources, that he's in favor. Rav Kook is not against culture. As a matter of fact, it's so clear from tens of other sources that he is in favor of culture. But what he's saying, and this is the punchline, focus well, is that if Germany thought that culture and modernism and technology is what is going to raise man to a higher level of morality, World War I, and how much more so World War II, proved that that is not the case. Germany proved time and again that a murderer with a diploma or with a doctorate is a lot more dangerous than a crude murderer or a primitive murderer. And that's why the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, in 6 years did something that no other nation could do, davka because they were technologically advanced. So who is Rav Kook corresponding with in this chapter? Some of you may remember Shulamit Aloni. You remember her? She was the Minister of Education during the Oslo government. And sometimes people forget that the Oslo government was not just against the land of Israel. They wanted to give away Yehudah v'Shomron and Gush Katif to the Arabs. But they were the most anti-religious government that there ever was in Israel. And they made Shulamit Aloni, the minister of chinuch, of education. And she had all these weird theories. She said, for example, I remember she said, we have to stop teaching the book of Joshua, because it teaches violence. Or there are many chapters in the Torah that we have to stop teaching. She said that we have to stop teaching Akedat Yitzchak, because it's not good psychologically. And without looking deep into the commentaries of what is the meaning, the deeper meaning and the message for the modern world of all of these beautiful chapters of Tanakh, not to mention that the Tanakh is eternal and you don't cut and paste things out. Just, for example, we learned together as a group Rav Kook's commentary on Akidat Yitzchak, where he is corresponding with Shulamit Aloni, and he's explaining, well, you missed the punchline. Because the punchline of Akedat Yitzchak is Al Tishlach Yadcha Ela Na'ar Ve'Al Ta'as Lo Me'uma. Don't lay a finger on the child. No more human sacrifices. Human sacrifices were accepted as a religious thing until Akedat Yitzchak. Kem Akedat Yitzchak can teach us that in monotheism, you're expected to be moral. Now, the same thing with the book of Yehoshua. We're not going to get into all of her shenanigans, but one of her theories was that if there is crime in the lower class, what we have to do, and this is what they said in America, and in America there is definitely truth to it, if we bring the people from the slums into the universities, into the theaters, they will have less crime. Because they will have degrees and they will understand that it's nicer in life to be live according to manners and not to have gangs. Now, this is true, but, and this is the main point that Rav Kook is stressing, it's not enough. Because if you don't bring Musar HaKodesh, if you don't bring Hashem, God, into the picture, then if you just put your trust in theater, well, you could have very corrupt theater. And you could have very violent movies. And you could have a education, a university system, like in Nazi Germany, which educates to racism and to murder. And again, Rav Kook is saying, don't put your faith in modern technology if it doesn't have godliness and morality, the godly morality, in its essence. Okay, so don't make the mistake. Rav Kook is not coming out against technology and culture. He is always in favor of it. But he's saying that it has to be based on godliness. And that's what he's going to say now. V'tachteha, in place of the problematic culture of Europe of the beginning of the 20th century, takum malchut elyonin kadishin, a culture of the godly, spiritual, holy culture. Oram shel Yisrael yofia. The light of Israel is about to appear. Parenthetically, and we've said this in the past, Rav Kook doesn't know, and he's not a prophet, and he never claims, he doesn't even try to get into details, he doesn't know that the Balfour Declaration and Zionism and Herzl and the State of Israel, he doesn't know if it's going to take a decade or a century or two centuries until it slowly but surely brings man to that godly level of realization of what the world is really about. But he is definitely connecting it, Zionism and the Balfour Declaration, with the kingdom of God, with the light of Israel, which is going to shine. Again, he doesn't say how many years it's going to take, but this is part of the process, with ups and downs on the way. We have to bring a new world order. And I consciously use that term because that was the term that Woodrow Wilson and many people used at the end of World War I, that, okay, this is a wake-up call. We have to make a new world order. Rav Kook is telling us that the League of Nations is not going to be the ultimate in the new world order. It's an improvement over what was beforehand, but it didn't work in World War II. So they made the League of Nations, and that isn't working either. And the only answer is going to be when Am Yisrael brings a new spirit to the nations of the world. That the world is going to stop investing all of their time and effort in the technology of war and picking on the Jewish people. Al or chaye ha'olam, hare Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, they are the light of the world. Valatom, and the tmimut. The tmimut is the opposite of barbarianism. And if you remember what we learned previously in chapter 3, that Rav Kook is saying that for 2,000 years, God took away politics from the Jewish people because it was impossible in the primitive world to run a country based on godliness and morality. But thank God the world has matured, and obviously Hashem says that now the world is ready, and Am Yisrael, after spending almost 2,000 years in a spiritual, moral seminar, being removed from the world of politics and the world being a national light to the nations, the time has come to return. Paragraph bet. There's a continuation. V'Yisrael yireh be'inav shilumat reshaim. Rav Kook is paraphrasing the pasuk in Tehillim, that we, as the eternal people, we will see that the bad people, the other nations, they will learn their lesson. Again, not that we have to beat them, hopefully they will learn, like a good parent knows to educate children without beating. If they want to become violent to us, so we, Balazar Gachash, came lohorgo. You have to teach them with tanks, not to use tanks against God's people. And that is, as we've said before, our war against wars. That's an important quote. Am Yisrael makes war against wars. But in the end, don't worry, we're going to win. Yitzhak, oh, by the way, it's not just, you know, some kind of, I would have said maybe a learning in Rav Kook's time, maybe somebody would have had some kind of messianic, so I think that, well, this is a naive messianic dream. But we have seen time and time and time and time again that Hashem is helping the Jewish people, and in every single war, Am Yisrael is the decisive victor. And the evil people eventually are going to learn not to start out with us. And we hope as soon as possible. And what we're doing now in Gaza is, and I hope we continue doing it, and we have to learn our lesson, what we have to do, that we have to carry out this war against wars, so that the evil, Shulumat Rishaim, we will see it. Yitzad al churbanam shel amitalelim be'elilim achadashim. Am Yisrael will trample upon the altar of the idols of this new ideology, the paganism, the bowing down to technology, thinking that the Industrial Revolution, that is going to solve the world's problems. But don't worry, we will be victorious over them as well. Kasher tzad al chorvot bavel v'ashur atikot. Just like we trampled upon, we outlived Babylonian and that superpower, and Assyria, and all of the olden day primitive superpowers, so too we will outlive all of the modern superpowers. And I hope Putin is listening, and Russia is listening. By the way, Iran is really a piece of cake. Anybody who's in the military knows that Iran, we basically have done anything without getting into details. Israel has assassinated just about everyone they wanted to in Iran. We have planted viruses in all of, and blown up sometimes, anything that we wanted to in Iran. And obviously we don't want to do it at the wrong time, but we're not worried, and we're not worried of Russia either. By the way, Russia is having enough problems with Ukraine, and their lack of motivated soldiers is the classic antithesis to the super motivation of our Israeli soldiers, which we're going to talk about soon. As when we step the world up to a higher spiritual level of, again, how to use technology for good, how to use war for good, how to use culture for good, az yedavi vakach, the world will know, and it will be proven. Again, it's not naive, but it will be very clear. Ki ach bo el Elohi Yisrael Moshiach. Hashem, his salvation, the Geulah, is just through the nation of Israel. This is so clear from the Tanakh, that the redemption of the world is through the national redemption of the Jewish people, that we come back to the land of Israel, we revive the Hebrew language, kibbutz galuyot, we revive the Jewish army, etc., etc. But all of this is not just a national revolution, but it is a revolution for Hashem, for God, and for all of the universe. Let's go for a second to source number two, where Rav Waldman, when I learned this piska with him, he referred us to this paragraph in Orot, page 38 and 39. You know, it's a long paragraph, and our paragraph is long, so I'll just do the words that I put into bold. I'll just start out. Just like we just said, that the salvation of Israel is the salvation of God. It's not just Herzl, it's not a secular movement, but it is a godly and universal movement to help the world and mankind rise to a higher level of spirituality. Ha'olam ro'esh she'arim mitkalkalim. The world is shaking. The mountains are exploding. Eretz kishikor tanua. The world is wobbling like a drunkard. These are all, Rav Kook is using these verses to talk about the messianic era of war, of that which we see today. Amim afim bederik, Yisrael omed batavech. Many nations are falling to the wayside. And again, every nation that has tried to fight with Israel has been walloped. And by the way, they say that Egypt is talking about getting involved, and they're mobilizing a lot of troops in the Sinai. And again, anybody who has friends in Egypt, do yourself and them a favor and warn them that just like they got their face kicked in 48 and 56 and 67 and 73, God has not changed, and he's going to do the same thing 50 years later as well. So they should not... They should learn from experience. B'toch sarat ha'galim choter hu el chofo. That despite the waves and the problems and the challenges that Israel is always facing, davka the waves of the ocean, through these waves, Am Yisrael is choter. We are swimming to the shore. V'sarei kodesh ba'im v'yavo v'degel elyon yachziku. And we will hold up the banner of God and of holiness. We'll see soon to who Rav Kook is referring to the modern soldiers in Tavshin Pei Dalid in 2024 of the IDF. L'merchok she'od de'a v'ashalom bo yavo. Don't worry, peace is going to come. Rav Kook, again, he's not naive. He's saying it's logical. There are just so many times a person can get walloped before he's going to learn their lesson. L'tikun olam male b'rayonot nitzchiim. And we are going to bring the world to a higher level, a world full of eternal ideals. Again, not a faith in technology and an industry. Not a faith in secular humanism, which we learned together, the problems of secular humanism. But Am Yisrael is going to show the world how to bring technology and culture and the army to eternal and moral levels. Muftachim mirosh amana. We are promised from the mountain of Amana. The mountain of Amana, Chazal tell us in the Mishnah, is the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. But our rabbis tell us it's from the word of Emunah, that when we come back to the land of Israel, to our borders, and we return to our Emunah, rising above secular Zionism to a higher level of religious Zionism, of which the Six-Day War was a high step, the Yom Kippur War was a higher step, and today the Simchat Torah War is, we see, it is even higher step. Again, it's not going to happen in one day, but we'll talk about what is going on. Havtacha Elohit. This is a godly promise. K'tuva b'barzel v'dam, which is written in iron and blood. What does it mean in iron and blood? So our first reaction is war. War is about blood and iron. And that's why you're not allowed to have iron on the Mizbeach, on the altar in the Beit HaMikdash, which is supposed to be a house of love, Ki Beiti Beit Tfilah Yikarei L'chol HaOmim, for all the nations. But Rav Kook says that's definitely part of the meaning. Bivrit Basar Ubrit Lashon. Remember, Rav Kook has said many times in the past, has spoken about Mashiach ben Yosef, about how the first stage of secular Zionism is to defeat the enemies of the nation of Israel, even secularly. But we also have what is blood and iron. It's also the Brit Basar. A Brit Milah, when you make a circumcision, it is also blood and iron. That is the covenant of eternity of the Jewish people. Ubrit Lashon. And this is the covenant that God promised to our forefathers. Bivrit Eretz, to give us the land of Israel forever. Ubrit Am, that we are the eternal people forever. Bibrit Olam, for eternity, for all days and ages. Bibrit Chaye Olamim, for us and for all generations and for the world. And it's not wise to see the Messianic age as naive. Rav Kook is telling us, just look at what's happening. We are very clearly in the process. Just see the process, and that way we can make sure it'll go at a fast pace rather than a slow pace or a slower pace. The pace depends on us. הקו הולך ישר אחד באחד מוגש עם הציפייה שממעל לכל הציפיות. This is connected with hoping for the greatest hope. Again, don't just look for peace and quiet. Religious Jews and anybody who likes the Tanakh, we hope that in the White House there will be a lover of Tanakh. Maybe better than Trump, Nikki Haley, or DeSantos. But, b'chol mikre, we hope that he will be a lover, or she will be a lover of Tanakh. And we'll hope not just for peace and quiet, that the Arabs will leave us alone, but to raise the world to its real higher expectation. Hasarata mavet u'me'irato, to get rid of death and the curse. Again, Rav Kook is talking about the double meaning. First of all, what does it mean to get rid of death? Bereshit tzaadim oto amavet amasi shiyedei adam yotzro toto bivelet varisha. First of all, get rid of world wars and get rid of all of the wars that the evil make against Israel. And together with that, v'acharea, the second stage of getting rid of death is Tchiyat HaMetim. It is the national revival of the Jewish people. Ruach HaTumah Yivayer Min HaAretz. The Tanakh says in so many places that Tum'ah, death, will be wiped away from the earth. Ubila Mavit LaNetzach. And death will be wiped away. Rav Kook is not necessarily talking about Tchiyat HaMetim, the stage of revival of the dead. That might come in another 1,000 years. But the national revival of the Jewish people, see Yechezkel, Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Chet, it is also referring to the revival of the dead of the nation of Israel, which is part of the revival of mankind, the maturing of mankind to a higher level. Intid melanu aderech derech rechoka. If the journey seems to be way, way off, al nibahel, don't be afraid. By the way, if I remember correctly, the famous song that the kids sing in Bnei Akiva, Am HaNetzach Lo Mefached Miderech Aruka, is not found exactly in that wording in Rav Kook. But this is one of the many places where Rav Kook is saying that the eternal nation is not scared of a long journey. We've had a 3,000-year journey already. We had a 2,000-year journey in exile. And if we wither 2,000 years of exile and pogroms and holocausts, then there's no reason why we won't weather the redemption process. In other words, yes, there is a price to this process. And just like some of the prophets were killed because they wanted to bring a moral message to mankind. And Am Yisrael, Rav Kook writes in Chazon HaTzimchonot, has paid the price of being the nation of prophets. That's why sometimes we also have to pay the price. And just like people tried to kill Eliyahu, and they did kill Yeshayahu, and they tried to kill Yirmiyahu, and yeah, unfortunately, sometimes righteous people have been killed, and we spoke about that in the very first paragraph of Orot Milchama. If somebody wasn't with us, you can go back and listen to the class, because it's very, very important. Again, just in the bold letters, Kol HaMe'irot, Kol HaNigudim, all of the curses, all of the contradictions, Librachot V'Lazarim Itapchu, all those who try and pick on the Jewish people and oppose us and make things difficult for us, they, in the end, all those challenges will turn into blessings. And again, Rav Kook is just basing himself on things from the Tanakh, but he's telling us, wake up, these things are coming true. Kol aruchot asher balu umim v'chol anetiot adatiot. All of the new nationalism that 20th and 21st century Europe and the world is seeing, all of the religious leanings, they are all part of the process. Hein hein atzman el mikoram yashuvu. Nationalism will eventually return to its origins. Apparently, the United States of America, which is based on a Declaration of Independence, which is sound, biblical, Jewish ideology, as soon as they return to their origins, the world, and Am Yisrael, is going to be in better shape. And part of that biblical faith is to fight against evil, whether they be Amalekites, or the Seven Nations of Canaan, or Russia, or Iran, or Iraq, or Germany. Haromamut shel keshev kol Torah. Here Rav Kook is saying we have to begin listening to the new sound of Torah. Hadam haroteach. Where is the new sound of Torah going to be heard? It is going to be found among the young, new generation. Again, as we've seen many times in Rav Kook, all revolutions are carried out by the younger people. And the greatest revolution in world history is going to be the Geulah that we see now. And that's why the Zionist movement, the Chalutzim, where almost all of them were young. Hadam haroteach shel bnei ha-ne'urim, the boiling blood of the young, idealistic, revuye regesh v'shira aliza v'omek ruach shel tzofei kodesh, those who are looking ahead to holiness. Remember, in Rav Kook's time, there were not a lot of religious Zionists. He is talking about secular Zionists who maybe unconsciously are looking ahead to holiness. But imagine what Rav Kook would say today, where those who are leading the army, the soldiers who are leading the charge, and I hope as soon as possible, the politicians who will lead the new Israeli politics after the war are going to be actually, not just theoretically, connected with holiness, connected with Torah. Rav Kook talks about his generation that there's the inside and the outside, but they have that simchat chayim, that joy of life, that dynamic Torah that was missing for 2,000 years in the Galuti Torah. Let's skip down to source number 3. Rav Kook in Orot, page 94. This Rav Waldman also mentioned in this context. Mitgalaya Torah, the Torah, the new Torah is being revealed in our generation, Bichlil Hoda, in all of its beauty. What is all of its beauty, as we've learned before? Not just learning Gemara, but also learning Midrash, and philosophy, and Musar, and Chassidut, and Kabbalah, in Hebrew, religious Zionism. El Hadora Ra'anan Male Koach Alumim, that new generation, which is fresh and energetic, full of youth. And again, remember, Rav Kook in his time just saw Merkaz Arav. And by the way, I don't even think when he wrote this, he saw Merkaz Arav yet. He saw his tiny yeshiva, which he started in Yafo, which is a part of the dream. He did not see David Raziel, the head of the Irgun, the Eitzel, the revisionist army who learnt in Merkaz Arav. He did not see Hanan Porat and Shevet Eitanim, all of the Bnei Akiva boys who joined the Merkaz Arav yeshiva in the late 50s and early 60s, who fought in the paratroopers in the Six-Day War, and those who brought Zionism to a higher level after the Yom Kippur War with Gush Emunim. Whereas many post-Zionists, especially in the kibbutz movement, started leaving the Zionist way, that just left the void for religious Zionists to start setting up yeshuvim in Yudah and Shomron and the Golan and in Gaza, which today we are returning. Jump down to the end of the paragraph. Rav Kook is talking about this new Torah of the young people that, again, that we see today in the Mechinot, Kedam Tzvayot, I don't know statistically, but I imagine, I think it's like 50% of the boys who were falling learnt in yeshivas of the Hesder Yeshiva, the Mechinot Kedam Tzviot, Torat Eretz Yisrael Holechet V'Neora. The Torah of Eretz Yisrael, this is the term that Rav Tzvi Yehuda always used to use, rather than religious Zionism, he called it Torat Eretz Yisrael, the revival of the original Tanakh. All of the heroes of the Tanakh were religious Zionists. This revival, Holechet V'Neora, it is coming back to life. Yacharim Tchiyata Binyan, together with the pragmatic building of the land, Ha'avodah Produktivit, and the productive work. Torah ve'avodah, ve'akara ha'atzmit, and the internal self-awareness that the time has come for religious Zionism. And this is the turning point today. In modern Israel, people are sick and tired of people who were in the former conception that the Hamas is scared, and we can make do with peace, and let's just have peace during my 4-year term, and that does not sit well. That sits well for a secular Zionist or a secular prime minister. But religious Zionism is demanding a higher, more idealistic. And that's why it's unbelievable during this war, every soldier who falls, and today we have recordings and videos of them speaking during their lives. Every family who raised such idealistic lions. The Roshei Yeshivot and the Roshei Mechinot of these idealistic lions of Judah. We have a message to bring to the Jewish people, that the Jewish people, except for a tiny percentage of super anti-religious, the vast majority is now in the new unity, national unity, of returning to the roots of Zionism, of what Eretz Yisrael is about, what Medinat Yisrael is about. We're running out of time, so let us finish the paragraph. So we were in the middle of paragraph Bet. Az Yedavi Vakach ki Achbo Elokei Yisrael Moshiach, that we saw, that the redemption of the world is only through the nation of Israel. Uchuata Shem Botavo. And don't worry, not only if you believe in Tanakh, not only if you believe in God, but if you read the newspapers, it is definitely happening. Handafata Koach Shela Goyim, Shikuke Kos Atarela, Muchrachati Lavo, the empty ideologies, again, including those ideologies of secular nationalism, which entered the Jewish people, which entered through the socialist movement, through Menachem Begin and Benjamin Netanyahu, the emptiness is becoming clear. Patach Hashem et otzaro v'yotze et klei za'amo. Hashem has opened up his treasure, and the redemption is coming. Paragraph Gimel. Im oti tametz Europa v'chol goyel achzik ma'amad b'tzivyona. If Europe can, and all of her nations, continues to try and stick to their former ideology, lo be'emet v'lo b'tzdaka, without truth and without righteousness, et Hashem lo yedu v'drachav lo echpetzu lalechet bahem, whereas Rav Kook is going to say, they claim in the name of Christianity that they are believing Christians, but deep down they do not believe in God and in the Tanakh and in his holy people. Matzav zehu rig'i b'rigei atolada. Don't worry, this is just temporary compared to the Jewish time clock, which is eternal. And even if it, if the Soviet Union lasted 70 years, that's not a long time. If Nazi Germany, everybody was scared of it, it lasted how much? 15 years. That's not a long time. And we will outlast them all. Or HaTshuva Yofia. And this is something we learned together in Orot HaTshuva. Rav Kook says that anybody who is rational sees that the world is constantly learning from experience. And the world is constantly improving, and that's what maturing is about. Be'echreach, and it's inevitable. V'yashlichish et elilei kaspo v'et elilei zahavo. People who believe in the temporary physical beliefs, whether it be communism, whether it be democracy. By the way, democracy might stick around. There might be a certain form of socialism which might stick around. But if you think that that is the goal of it without the godly morality and ideologies which is behind it all, it's going to turn out like gold and silver. That is just physical and it's dead. It's tameh. V'yashuv hakol el tuv Hashem. Eventually, everyone will return to the goodness of God. Az tikacheda tarbuta uvid bechol yesodotea sifriotea teatrea v'chol mechonotea. Then everybody will know that the present modern culture, with all of her libraries and theaters and all of her machines, again, Rav Kook is not against theaters and literature and machines. We've seen many times together, and if you don't remember, look up on YU Torah or Yeshivat Beit El, you'll find our shiurim on the topic. Rav Kook is saying that's not the problem. The problem is to have theaters and modernism and industry and machines which are not based on the godly eternal ideals. And this is where Am Yisrael comes in. To have a Jewish state, which is also is industrial, and also into high tech, and also as an army, but everything is going to be based on the godly, eternal ideas of morality. V'chol ha'chukim asher behevel v'avol yesodam v'chol nimusei ha'chayim ha'ra'im v'chata'im kalil yachlofu. And all of those ideologies which can bring to world wars and think that conquering is going to solve problems, that all of it is going to evaporate like smoke. V'niskav Hashem lefado bayom mashu, and Hashem alone will remain on that day. Finishing up the last perek, ha'erek haruchani v'ma'asi, our yearning for spirituality and pragmatism, again, uniting pragmatism and spirituality. That is religious Zionism. Those are the new soldiers of Tavshin Pei Dalid. Asher b'tzivyono ovi lo haya yachol la'atzor im kol tiferet chokhmato. I'm sorry. Rav Kook here is still referring to also, despite the world's yearning spiritually and physically, but all of it together and all of their wisdom could not stop the tragedy of world wars. Fact is, it's not enough. Bad shefich damim rabim uvad churbano shel olam betzura ayuma kazot. This terrible spilling of blood. Harei umbochiach al atzmo. This proves by itself that this is not the answer to man's problem. Shu pasul mi'ikaro. And that its yesod, its a base, is rotten. Zoru Rishaim Erachem Taumi Beten Divrei Chazav. Rav Kook quoting the Pasuk in Tehillim 58. That from its womb it was problematic. Mereshit Yesodo. Fulcho Malacho Kulo Eno Ki Imatzat Sheker V'Nichle Rishaim Mesubachim. And it is just the plans of the evil. Corrupt plans. Shem kshurim imanatiot enafshiot vagufaniyot asher nitatzmu badrichalut shel binyan alumim shel zmanenu, which are connected with all the architects of secular nationalism of the modern world. Shchechei Hashem bechil yotam. Those people who inside their kidneys, inside their inner self, they totally forgot God. V'nosim et shmo al sfatam. Here Rav Kook is saying what we foreshadowed before, that much of the Christian world and the United States, if they just pay lip service to the Bible and to God and to the love of Israel, and if they don't really feel it inside their kishkas, I hope they do. And I hope they will be on the side of the good people. But if they don't, they're just going to evaporate like all the other superpowers. B'fiyem uvil shonam. If it just stays paying lip service, they're going to be like Babylon and Assyria. Al kein charov techarev kol tarbuto ovit. All of modern culture is going to be destroyed. וכל משועותיה יתכונן בניין עולם באמת ובדעת השם. והיה באחרית הימים נכון יהר בית השם בראש הערים, ונישא מגבעות ונערו אליו כל הגויים. Rav Kook finishes up saying that Zionism is a universal dream. We are out to make the world a better place for all of mankind. And thank God, Hashem is on our side. And that today, with the modern world, we have the ways to implement it through modern technology, through high tech. But most important, in our year, Tavshin Pei Dalet, in the war of Simchat Torah against the Hamas and against whoever decides to get involved, we are going to show the world how to run a religious Zionist army and a religious Zionist country and the values which are eternal and which just like they are making a very strong impression on Israeli society today, little by little, the world is also going to be impressed. Like we've said in the past, as far as we're concerned, let them just leave us alone. But unfortunately, I guess that's not the plan. That never was the plan for the Jewish people. The Goyim can't just leave us alone. But it's important to remember every now and then to learn these things and to see that just like Rav Kook was right on the button regarding all of his other previous predictions and his readings of the Tanakh, so too regarding this.